over the weekend, there was a message sent out that the Interagency Task Force on Immigration have responded to President Obama's executive order, which will cease deportations of Dream Act age persons in this country. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the background that the Interagency Task Force had in terms of that, and then maybe some responses to the actions of the president of late.
Well, I think United Methodists across the country, and in particular the Interagency Task Force on Immigration, we've been advocating for comprehensive immigration reform for a number of years, maybe more specifically over the last 2.5 years, focusing on things that the Congress and the President could do that could bring relief to young people and to families, immigrant families who are here in the United States, and to provide a pathway for citizenship and stop the deportation of persons who have not committed any kinds of serious crimes, often no crimes at all, just happen to be children of persons who don't have proper documentation or in the process of waiting for legal status. So we celebrate, I celebrate as a bishop of the church and as a United Methodist, the action that President Obama has taken, and think that it will bring real relief to real young people that we know in our communities, many of them who are United Methodists.
You and Bishop Carcano were cited in the announcement as the leaders of the Interagency Task Force on Immigration. And you've met here in Des Moines, and you've met elsewhere. Where do you see this going in the life of the church?
I think it's important for people to know at every level that your voice matters, and sometimes things that you're advocating for by way of justice and peace and bringing voice to those persons whose civil and human dignity are often under attack. Sometimes we think that that our efforts are in vain. I think one of the lessons to learn and that we've learned, Bishop Carcano and myself in particular, but many others, is that that our witness does matter. Sometimes it doesn't bring change about immediately. I think I shared with you that over a year ago, we had met with representatives from President Obama's office around some of these same things. What are some relief that the president could bring by stopping the deportation and the detainment of persons, particularly Dreamers, the students who are completing college, who are in college, young people who want to serve in the military, who want to have citizenship and be contributing citizens in the United States, we can do something now. And at the time, the president's office did not feel that they were capable of, or they felt the timing was not appropriate for this kind of action. So it's better late than never, and I think that the act of the president will certainly bring cause for hope for maybe greater immigration reform that we've been advocating for some time now.
As you've been around and about through the annual conference, you've met with many young people who would be in the Dreamers age bracket. Seems to me you take a delight in visiting with young people and encouraging them in confirmation groups, in the youth strike rallies. These are young people who will be dramatically affected by this change. What hope do you think this brings to them?
When you talk to some of the young people, and many of them who would be in this group that we often refer to as Dreamers, they talk about the desire to become doctors, not just to accumulate wealth for themselves, but to help persons who may not have access to health care. They talk about becoming pastors and being pastors who are not just committed to preaching the gospel about salvation and grace, but also helping people live lives that point to social justice and a commitment to peace. You talk to some of these young people, they want to be teachers, they want to be serve the country, they want to give back. And I find it very refreshing and encouraging to me when I talk to young people, many of them who are impacted by these kinds of decisions. I think we're on the right side of history when we continue to support justice for our neighbors and the kinds of support that we have through our legal clinics to low-income immigrants and to our local congregations that are truly trying to live into what it means to have open doors and open hearts and open minds.